Hey Gamecocks, this episode is brought to you by Tailgate State. These guys deliver unique designs with fans in mind that you simply cannot find anywhere else. Tailgate State offers polos, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more with new designs dropping weekly. The best part is that for every item purchased, Tailgate State donates $1 to the corresponding school's NIL collective so you can get involved with the NIL movement, all while looking great. Get ready for game day the best way. Just go to tailgatestateandco.com. Use code GAMECOX10, that's COX, for 10% off. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 147 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by Tailgate State. Go to tailgatestateandco.com, use code GAMECOX10, that's COX, for 10% off. I am your host, Tim Cox, and hope y'all had a lovely weekend out there. It was Easter weekend, so maybe along the way you ate some candy, found some eggs with candy in them. Maybe you dyed eggs earlier and hid them. Whatever y'all did, hope it was nice. Kind of any way you slice it, this really is the benchmark weekend of spring being here. I mean, we're neck deep in baseball, and that kind of gets me in the spring mood. But you get Easter, you got your bright colored clothes out. We had the Masters going despite trees falling and everything, all hell breaking loose at Augusta. Shout out Jon Rahm. But what a weekend. What a nice weekend. Going to review all of the scores here with y'all and then really focus in on the big time series that the baseball team had. Of course, with it only being two games, might be on the shorter side of an episode here, but hey, it's all good. We're all in this together. So let's start with a weekend recap here. Starting on Friday, you had men's tennis, unfortunately, lose to Georgia 4-0. Beach volleyball beat UAB 3-2 and then lost to Stetson 3-2. And then Saturday, because of the bad weather in Columbia, it did throw off some of the games, so there's not a ton to report back, but you had softball losing to Alabama 4-0 and then turning around and beating Alabama 3-1. Beach volleyball lost to Georgia State 4-1 and then turned right around and beat UT Martin 5-0. So little turnaround victory for them. So that brings up to speed the weekend recap. But as I alluded to 30 seconds ago, the big focus of the weekend was the baseball series. We knew coming into this weekend, well, really, you'll remember, you know, it started on Thursday, excuse me, that it was this heavyweight title fight between the number one ranked LSU Tigers coming to Founders Park, a hot, highly ranked South Carolina team. And yeah, the boys were really only able to get two games in because of the weather, but it was quite the two games indeed. It really did live up to that billing of heavyweight, top-notch, potentially Omaha-bound teams going at it. So let's start with game one. That was Thursday. The Gamecocks whooped, really, LSU 13-5 in what will forever be known as the Ethan Petrie game. I mean, my goodness. There's really a lot to unpack in this game. So we're going to start just from the top, and then we'll work our way down. So first off, Will Sanders, he made his return to the mound, and it certainly looked like that week off to reset helped him. I mean, I think it did. My opinion, he looked sharp. His stuff looked very good. He did give up an unearned run, and, you know, right before the delay, potentially was in working towards a jam, right? But overall, I really liked what I saw. And then on the other side, the Gamecocks were facing the potential top pick in the MLB draft in LSU ace Paul Skenes, whatever. But you really wouldn't have known it because Carolina was able to get to him early, and it was just not what everyone was used to seeing from this guy. Petrie blasted a two-run homer in the first, Braylon Wimmer knocking a solo homer in the third. Carolina got more home runs against him in this game than he had allowed all year, right? And I think they got more runs against him than he had given up all year. I mean, his ERA going into the game was under one, and Carolina tagged him for three, I think, before the delay. So make no mistake about it, though, this guy is freaking good. I mean, there were some times where he locked in, and it was even Petrie said, you know, he got him in the first with the home run, took his jog around the bases, was not going to showboat or anything because in the next at bat, he got him looking. So hats off to him. He's really good, but I think it's really a testament to just our guys are freaking good too, right? But then, unfortunately, you know, Mother Nature reared her head and there was an hour lightning delay in the top of the fourth, which really sucked because it did take away from the matchup of both aces as, you know, Sanders and Skenes were settling in and it looked like we were going to be in for a good one and they were done after that. You know, it's common practice when you have that big delay that you take out your starter, especially when it's over an hour, right? But the break did wonders. I don't know what the guys did for the Gamecocks because they came out and in the bottom of the fifth got five runs on the board, thanks in large part to the grand salami from Ethan Petrie. The Ethan Petrie game continues. He would end up tying the most RBI for a Gamecock with eight. And the kid's a freshman. The kid is an absolute stud. So fun to watch. The teams would exchange some runs in the later innings, but when it was all said and done, the Gamecocks ended up with a very impressive win. Will Sanders did get the no decision. James Hicks came in to pitch after the delay, got the win, pitching four innings. Player highlights for y'all here, Ethan M.F. Petrie, 2-for-3, 8 RBI. Braylon Wimmer, 2-for-3, with 2 ribbies. And Dylan Brewer, 2-for-4, with 1 RBI. So just a fantastic start to this series. Founders Park was absolutely rocking. Thursday night, be damned. I mean, it felt like a playoff atmosphere. It really did. And Petrie alluded to such. You know, he was saying that he could feel the juice, he could feel the fans behind him, and it really encouraged him to keep going and the team just to stay locked in and perform. And boy, oh boy, did they ever. I mean, after his home run in the first inning, I was like, okay, we got to Skenes. That's going to be the highlight of the game. Fantastic. You know, is what it is after that. But 13-5. My goodness. I mean, that's not a fluke. That is no fluke. But then looking at the rest of the series here, Mother Nature continued to not cooperate this past weekend. So they tried to get in the doubleheader Friday, but ended up just getting in one game, which started early in the day on Friday. So the only other game, you know, that was played here was a bit of a heartbreaker. Carolina suffered their first home loss of the year, going down 8-7. The Cocks started off real strong, right? Scored 4 in the second, got the bases loaded, and a couple guys got hit by pitches, and Cole Messina delivered a big hit there. Carolina also answered back in the fifth inning after LSU had scored a few. So you were entering the late innings of this game ahead. Eighth inning rolls around, and that's where Carolina would give up four runs and ultimately the lead, you know, go into the bottom of the ninth tied, or top of the ninth tied, rather, and then would give up one run there to ultimately give up the lead for the game and the win. But in both innings, in the eighth and ninth, the Gamecocks got something going, but ultimately it was just not being able to get those runs across that really hurt them, and the boys would end the series tied 1-1 again as that third game was canceled due to weather. Jack Mahoney got the start in game two, getting a no decision, pitching four innings, giving up three runs. Eli Jones was the losing pitcher of record. Some player highlights from this game. Again, Cole Messina with the big knock. He went 2-for-5 with two ribbies. Talmadge LeCroy, 3-for-4 with one RBI. And then Ethan Petrie, 1-for-3 with one RBI. You know, but despite the real tough end to game two, this was a hell of a showing by this team. I mean, LSU is a no-joke number one team. They were highly ranked going into this season. They've been at number one for quite some time. They have multiple guys who could go very high in the MLB draft. They've got highly ranked recruits. They've got highly ranked transfers. They are legit. And if there was any doubt about the strength of our team going into this series, that should be put to rest. I mean, you had Carolina give LSU a legit thumping in game one and got runs off of their ace, who had been damn near unhittable up until this game. Then in game two, you saw a team that was battling and leading for the vast majority of this game. They had one bad inning that was ultimately the difference maker. And it sucks, but that happens sometimes. And I mean, yes, if we played a third game, that really could have changed our feelings about this series and maybe the team really in either direction. But we only have the two games to go off of. And the ones that were played, I feel very proud and confident in this team. I mean, this feels like it's a group of guys that are good. They know they're good, but they also have that fight and that grit that you need to be a good baseball team and to have that ability to bounce back from a bad inning or two, right? Like, they're not too cocky. They don't think that they're just going to walk in and trounce somebody. They play with an edge. They play incredibly well at home, which I think is very, very important. And they want to live up to the billing. And I think they have that bit of an underdog mentality, which I love. You know, this was a 1-versus-6 matchup, and I don't know where we're going to be at in the next rankings. Probably hover around 6, given the fact, you know, we only played 2 games. But I still feel like even us fans, like, I feel like we're still trying to prove ourselves as one of the top teams in the country. We know that we're good. But as we really enter the teeth of the SEC schedule, we want to continue to prove it, and I think so does this team. So very proud of how they performed against LSU. Very, very telling that this is a good team, a team that does not back down from a fight, which is exactly what we are going to need moving forward, especially deep into the SEC series here. But up next for the Gamecocks is a midweek game that will be Tuesday night at home against USC Upstate. Last time these two teams met, it was all Gamecocks as they won 19-1. And I think, you know, the guys just need to bring the same attitude that they've been bringing, right? This is a game where they should feel very confident. They should continue to feel confident. Know that they are the better team here. Bring that prove it mentality. And they need to continue to get great play at Founders and hopefully make easy work of USC Upstate. But did have one bit of news here before we break here. Noah Hall, so the Gamecocks starting pitcher, is sort of in limbo. Mark Kingston gave an update and basically said he's week to week. He said, like, optimistically he's week to week, but failed to give a firm timeline or anything like that, but said his back injury needs lots of rest, lots of rehabilitation, lots of physical therapy, and said best case scenario, he is week to week. So I don't know what that means. Like, week to week could mean he's back in 2 weeks, but if that's a best case scenario, maybe he's out for longer. I mean, I really, really hope we can see him back soon. He is a crucial, critical piece to this team. He is so good on that rotation. And, you know, while our depth at pitching and the bullpen and everything is strong, when you're down a key starter, it's going to be really put to the test week in and week out. So we need good vibes. We got to send him Noah's way. Hopefully, you know, he's resting up and can get back on the mound very, very soon because we need him. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Quick one today. But please, follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please, like, subscribe, and review to the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.